USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Ron Klain, White House Chief of Staff, says he's leaving.
Klain is expected to step down from his position in the coming weeks, although the White House is making no comment. According to a report in the New York Times, Klain's resignation would be the biggest staffing shakeup in the Biden administration since taking over the presidency 2 years ago. A formal announcement and the naming of Klain's replacement not expected until after President Biden's State of the Union address on February 7th, although the search for his replacement is already underway. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is expected to meet with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
That's Julie Serkin. No official time or date has been set, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president looks forward a meeting with Speaker McCarthy to discuss a range of issues. Daytona Beach police say they're negotiating with a woman who barricaded herself in a hospital room after shooting her terminally ill husband earlier today. Staff and patients near the room at Advent Health Daytona Beach have been evacuated. No one else was injured. It's currently unclear if the man shot was killed. The NFL divisional playoffs are getting underway. The Jacksonville Jaguars visiting top-seeded Kansas City Chiefs, who will be looking to advance to their fifth consecutive AFC championship. The New York Giants will visit the NFC's top seed, Philadelphia Eagles, later tonight. Avengers star Jeremy Renner is giving a health update after a New Year's Day snowplow incident sent him to the hospital for more than 2 weeks. He took to Instagram to thank fans for their support, as well as reveal he broke 30-plus bones in the incident. This is USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Military officials are confirming the death of a former Navy SEAL in Ukraine. The U.S. Navy says it's unclear why Daniel Swift was in Eastern Europe country, which is at war with Russia. Swift was a special warfare operator who had been listed as an active deserter since 2019. He was last stationed in Coronado, California. Britain's prime minister is being fined for not wearing a seatbelt. He was fined by police Friday for not buckling up while filming a short video clip for social media in a moving vehicle. Spokesman for the PM called it a brief error of judgment and said he apologizes. There was a president and there was an intern. It happened 25 years ago.
The alleged affair between then-President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky broke this week in 1998, first online by the Drudge Report and then by the mainstream press. President Clinton at first defended his actions.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He later testified in front of a grand jury and admitted to the relationship before being the subject of an impeachment trial. Lewinsky made amends in an interview last year on the Today Show.
I want to apologize any chance I get to people that I've hurt.
She published an article in Vanity Fair this week writing of the 25 things she's discovered since then. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot worth $473 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.